anger, ire, wrath, vengeance, resentment, hatred, bitterness, retribution, reprisal, fury, rage, loathing, revulsion, repugnance, abhorrence, disgust, revulsion, aversion, hostility, acrimony, sullenness, revenge, payback, ferocity, ill will, rancor, contempt, enmity, animosity. Can you think of any more? There's a little doubt when we have been wronged in some way. We want to get back. We want to get even. When we've been hurt intentionally or even unintentionally, our natural response is to get even. We want to inflict the same pain that we've experienced. The path to vengeance can become well-worn in our hearts. We can create a fortress of resentment in our souls. We can go to that place in the inner core of our being and live out of that pain and that hatred. Words from the Book of Wisdom today: wrath and anger are hateful things, yet the sinner hugs them tight. The vengeful will suffer the Lord's vengeance, for he remembers their sins in detail. Our desire to repay the evil we have experienced can consume us. It can steal our joy and frustrate our true purpose. Over time, we can get trapped in the self-created hell. But it was I who was wronged, so our emotions say inside of our heads. It was I who has been wounded and hurt. It's not fair that I should be the one to make the first move towards mercy. This is the trap which the devil lays for us. This is the trial and the trail which leads us to being ensnared in the demonic clutches. In such a state of anger and passion, we can easily blunder into making the mistake of entering into these shackles which unforgiveness binds us with. Hell, perdition, doom, hellfire, accursed, utterly lost, excommunication, anathema, ruin, destruction, condemnation, downfall, eternal punishment, cast into the outer darkness, wailing and gnashing of teeth, inferno, abyss, the netherworld, doomed, ill-fated, expulsion, complete loss, beyond the pale, banished, entirely forsaken, totally abandoned, damnation. Unforgiveness is a very dark place to live from. It is a place which we may choose because of how hurt we are. But we will find that if we go there, it will not be a place we can easily escape. The longer we stay in the grips of unforgiveness, the harder it will be to get away. When the opportunity arises for vengeance, we may think it will bring us freedom and a sense of peace. But we will find that our hearts will not find freedom, but rather a sullen bitterness. Having gotten our vengeance, we will be caught in its trap. The forces of evil will happily use vengeance and anger as a means to bring us to destruction. So I beg you, my brothers and sisters, let's not go down this road. Let's not live this way. Life is too short to hold on to these sort of resentments. We are not made to hold on to grudges. It's a sad existence and gains us nothing but heartache. If you have ever seen the movie or read the book, The Count of Monte Cristo, you will remember the main character has lost just about everything. He was betrayed by a friend who took his fiancée and married her. He was imprisoned and thought by his family and friends that he was dead. Thus, he has lost utterly everything. Now, for a time in prison, he continues to trust in God and have faith, but then his vengeance and his anger take over, and he gets consumed by that desire to get even. Now, by chance, he escapes and finds a fortune and begins to plan and carry out very elaborate plans for vengeance. And there's a scene where he is confronted by his former fiancée, and she asks him to set aside his plans for revenge. He resists, crying, "If you ever love me, don't rob me of my hate. It's all that I have left." It's a stark contrast of what God calls us to. It's a witness to the power of hatred and unforgiveness. In some ways, it seems to energize us or motivate us. But in the end, if we do not turn away from it, if we don't let it go, it will take away any chance we have for happiness. It will undermine our ability to love. And worst of all, it will send us to eternal damnation. And we will not escape. We will have put ourselves there when we had the key to freedom all along. Forgive your neighbor's injustice. Then when you pray, your own sins will be forgiven. These words from wisdom appeal to us to offer mercy to the ones who have sinned against us. Remember your last days, set enmity aside. Remember death and decay and cease from sin. If you have harbored hatred or unforgiveness in your heart, you need to let it go. You need to forgive. It may feel like you're exposing yourself to more hurt, to more wounds, but it's the only way to find true freedom. The eagle can be kept from soaring by the smallest of chains. We can be bound by the smallest of resentments. Seek freedom. Receive mercy. It's the only path to escape this dreadful curse of unforgiveness. Jesus' parable couldn't be more clear to us. We hold the key to our freedom. If we lock someone else away, we may attain some level of satisfaction for now, but in doing so, we seal our own fate. Jesus' words are a clear warning. Unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart, so will my Heavenly Father do to you. So I guess I invite you to come to the confessional, if you need to, as a first step. Come and find freedom in God's mercy. Give your wrath and your anger to God and ask to be unbound. Maybe you are having trouble taking that step. Consider the fact, though, that until you can release those you bind, you will remain bound yourself. Until you allow others to go free, you will find no peace. The resentment and the anger and the bitterness and the fury will resurface again and again and again. If it helps you, read once more the readings for today, the scripture passages that we reflect on. Let it sink in how perilous unforgiveness really is. You will not escape its clutches until you unlock the shackles of those who have wronged you. Do not allow their sin against you to be the cause of your own doom. Be free. Find the path out of the darkness and the gloom. Follow the road to freedom. Experience once again the light of living in God's mercy and the peace that comes from forgiveness. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is error, truth. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life.